to do two things today, to explain and try to bring together the pieces that have to do with the Ranz Yesod that we discussed a couple of times. And I would like to go into the sugya of Emeshkichim Bebaskoel, which we did not discuss at all, and we'll see that has to do with the Ranz as well. Okay, the Ranz Yesod was that the Torah was given to be explained kifi sechel v'anushi, meaning to say that there are areas in halacha where it's possible to have a mahalach one way or a mahalach the other way, to have a psak one way or a psak another way. And that psak is emes, even if klapi shmaya galia, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal understands differently. So he based it on the Gemaras we mentioned, the Gemara of Rabbah Bar Nachmeni, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imer Tor, Sifta Durkiya Imer Tameh. And I mentioned to you the Rambam Paskins Tameh, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however we understand that. As I said, that's the Rambam's psak. And the other Gemara of Tanur Shalach Hanoi, which our Tosis brought, where Baskel and other things came and said the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, and Afal Pi Kein, nobody passed like Rebbe Eliezer. We don't pass him; we pass like the Rabbin. So the Ranz Yesod was that the Torah Mitchilu was given to be explained kefi sechel ha'anushi within the rules of psak halacha. And as long as somebody works within those rules of psak halacha, whatever he comes out with is halacha l'maisa. That was the aside of the Ram. Yesterday, I mentioned the chinuch. The chinuch seems to argue with the Ram. The chinuch in mitzvah ayin ches, I'm not talking about the michas chinuch, I'm talking about the chinuch himself. The chinuch said the following. He said, when a Sanhedrin paskins and Roiv paskins one way and Amiyat paskins the other way, he said that we go according to Roiv because of Gezeres HaKosov. It's Gezeres HaKosov that the psak of a Bezdin is an absolute psak. And it doesn't matter if the Amiyat is Mechadid Itfei or smarter, nothing to do. You go in a psak of a Sanhedrin or a Bezdin that votes and paskins, the psak is basarav. Period. That's the Gezeres HaKosov. However, the chinuch said, when you have shtei kitais, two groups of talmidei chachamim, that paskin, some paskin one way and some paskin the other way. So we're not talking now about a Sanhedrin. We're talking about the way it is in the galus. We don't have a Sanhedrin to paskin. We have some talmidei chachamim hold one way, some hold the other way. So there, he said, we go basarayv because of a umdana. That probably the emes is like the rive. It's an umdana that probably the emes is like the rive. And if it's borrowed to us that the miyut is mechadid itfei, we would go bust the miyut. That idea that you go bust the umdana is probably not like the ram. The Ram said that whatever Rav paskins, that becomes halacha. That becomes the emes. According to the Ram, it's impossible that the Rav is wrong. Because the Rav is what makes it the din. The Rav creates that is the din. So if the Rav paskins a certain way, it's zicha emes. The Rav shafts such a halacha. If it's based on achiram lahatas, the chinuch is going on the pasuk achiram lahatas, it's based on this pasuk, so then it's zicha emes according to the Ram. The chinuch's lashon is that it's probably emes. That if you Rav hold one way and they're equal daya, then probably it's true. Probably it's true is not the Ram. You see, because according to the Ram, it's zicha true, because they make it emes. The fact that Rav holds some way, hold one way, that makes it true. Because that's the Torah's tzavah, that you go bus a Rav. So according to Rav, it can't be a mistake. It's not shayach. If Rav paskin, that shops the halacha that it's emes this way.
In which case, the Ram Kaddish, that you could have two psukei halacha.
That you could have?
They can have two psukei halacha on the both emes.
Oh, 1 second. So the Mesha'en Kain, according to the Ran, the one that's right is the emes. The question, when can you have two emeses? So that was the third case I mentioned in the Cheschinuch. He said when the two sides didn't argue with each other, when the two sides didn't argue one with the other, they didn't talk to each other, so there's no raiv, because raiv, if you didn't hear the argument of the other side, that you don't go baser raiv. So there, the Mechas Chinuch said that the right to lasa is kach, it could go either way. But because he holds it's not part of Acharav Lahatas. So they could both be emes. If you don't hold like the Ran, they can't both be emes. You just hope you get the right one.
So this is the never argument with Chachamim and Chachamim with Milton.
They never sat together and argued it out. Why didn't they? I don't know. Some of the Ashabis today. Basically, in his city, he sat and he argued. And, Now there are numerous things. Let me tell you a few nice sort of veritlos that I played on this. There's a Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav goes, I think the Gemara is somewhere later in Yavavis. The Gemara says that when Rus came to marry Bayaz came to marry Rus, the Shaila was, if a Mayavis is Mutta Bakal. There's a lav on a mayavi marrying a yid, even a ger mayavi. And there's a machlekes, as you know, mayavi v'loy mayavis, or mayavi u'mayavis. So it says in the pasuk that Baya said, I have to let the goyel, who's a bigger kariv, a closer kariv, have a first chance. So he asked the goyel if he wants to marry Rus. And the goyel said, no, pen ashtis es nachlosi. That's Lashon Rapasi. I'm not going to marry her. Pen, maybe. Ashtis, Lashon Hashkasa. I'll destroy Yes Nachlasi, my Nachla. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Pen Ashtis, Yes Nachlasi. Maybe the din is Mayavi Umayavis. Maybe the halacha is that Rus is Asabakal. And my children are going to be born from Mayavis, are going to be Asar and Kal. So pen ashkis es nachlasi. He didn't want to marry her because he said, my children, I'm going to have children, they're not going to allow to marry in Klal Yisrael, they're going to be my avisim. They're going to be the children of my avis. And if the halach is my avis, I'm going to be in trouble. So the Marshaya is a kasha. The Marshaya asks, if he was afraid my avi v'loy my avis, why did he say, Pen ashtis es nachlasi. He should have said, I don't want to marry her. Maybe I'm over on a lav. It's a lav to marry. If you hold mayavi umayavis, he's not allowed to marry her because he's over a lav. So what's he said? I'm not going to marry her. Pen ashtis es nachlasi. Me and my children will be us to the call. Why do you mean my children? He himself will be over on a lav. That's the Mashos Kash. So the Brisker Rav, the answer is as follows. He says, in his generation, generation of Rus and Bayaz, Bayaz of the god Lador, and he paskind Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. If this Goyel marries Rus, he's zichah not over an aveir. The god Lador paskind Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. He's not over alav. The halacha is that he's allowed to. The Brisker Rav says he was afraid that maybe in the next door, somebody would, a Bezdin would get up and paskin and overturn the previous psak. Maybe in the next door, the paskin mayavi umayavis. We know that there was a lot of argument over mayavi v'loy mayavis. So he said, pen ashka ses nachlasi. I'm not going to be over a lav. No matter what. Because even klapishmai yagali is different. Who cares? My Bezdin paskin is vuta. I'm not over a lav. What? Whenever there was such a klar psak, we see he married her. So it was a klar psak of mayavi v'loy mayavis. It's for himself, right? Okay. Whatever. The Brisker Rav says that for the next generation, maybe they'll paskin differently and it'll change. And the halacha remains one way in one dar, and it remains a different way in another dar. And it's not a stira. It doesn't mean he was ever in a lab.
So why can't we have a previous generation?
We could argue on previous, just not on Rishayim. Not on Rishayim. So Pashtus, the reason is because Mechad Ditve. To go, the Rishayim don't argue on Amirah, Amirah,
and
Tanayim. Because Seichel HaNushi is makir, there are people with stronger Seichel and people with Shvacha Seichel. And the Katan is Kaif himself to a Gadol. Because it wasn't going from Amoraim to Rishayim, it was all in the same tkufa. Each tkufa is hundreds of years, and it continues. According to the Chinuch, what? Because the children will be stuck in a generation where everyone's paskening. Remember, then there was a central sack for Klal Yisrael, so they tack it into each other. I can overturn, but in that generation, the halacha will be that way. No one's going to want to. Because Bayez paskin le'aviv v'loy me'avis. Why he wasn't afraid? Yeah, he wasn't afraid. He felt confident that it wouldn't be changed. He felt confident that it wouldn't be changed. How did he know it won't be changed? He took his chances.
I get his sack. He must have gone to the other side.
He knew the other side. The Gemara's master took the start. The Goyal
didn't know the other side. Maybe he didn't. Okay. Didn't
here, in Derech Sicha, he brings there, Chaim Knievsky asked his father, the stipler, the following question. Now listen to this. This one. Let me be Magdim. There's a famous Maisa, I don't know if he brings it here, with the Shagas Aryeh. He had someone in his city that was had a lung disease. And I don't know who's the one that told him he shouldn't move out of the city. Because it's the type of lung disease that we paskin as a trephis, but the Shagas Aryeh is not a trephis. So as long as he's in the Shagas Aryeh city, in his city, in Halafas, it's not a trephis. You could live. If you can move out of the city and go to a place where Allah is a treifa, so that's also endless. So then you won't live. It's a veritable that is said. Here he brings that he asked his father, the following question. The Gralda Gakashi. In Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, it says the Pesach Yudainim Ala Tfua. That on Rosh Hashanah we paskin on human beings, if you're going to live through the year, or a person will be rich or poor. And be Pesach nidayin mal tefuah. Tefuah is gepaskin on Pesach. So Tosis, Rosh Hashanah, after Zayin, is a kasha. So Gemara and Brachas, daf yud ches. It's interesting Gemara anyway, but it is a maisa. The Gemara there has a shayla, if maisa know what's going on in the world. So the Gemara brings a maisa b'chassid echad, who got into a fight with his wife. He ran away from her and went to sleep in the Beis HaKfaris overnight. Why the Beis HaKfaris? Maybe the only place his wife wasn't going to chase him. I don't know. And it was Leil Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says. And in the Beis HaKfaris, he heard two ruchais, two neshamas talking to each other. That one told the other, he heard in the Shemayim that this year, the tefuah, the coming year, is going to be, there's going to be a disease, and anybody who plants early is going to lose their crop. If you plant late, you'll be matzliach. So he went back, he planted late, and he became rich. That's the story in the Gemara. So what do you see for the Gemara? The Rosh Hashanah, you're down the tefuah. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos asks, that how could it be the tefuah, we're not down the tefuah on Rosh Hashanah, we're down on Pesach, and this Maisa was on Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah is the Kasha. So Tosfos says in one of his Terutzim that the Gemara in Brachis is going with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Tefuah is also needed on Rosh Hashanah. The Stam Mishnah says that Tefuah is on Pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda, in the Gemara, they argues And the Gemara in Brachis is going to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it's Nidain on Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Chaim asked the stipler, that what do you mean the Gemara is going like that, Mandi Yom? It's a nice Shahayim. They heard in the Shamas talking that in Shemayim they're passing the Torah. It's a Maisa. The Maisa was that in Shemayim they did pass in the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. So what's going on? How could you not pass in that way? We have a Maisa Shahayim that it happened. So he said that in Shemayim, that so Reb Chaim asked his father that we see the halacha is that way. So the stipler answered him that Tosis means that in Reb Yehuda's city, he brings the Aruch Haner says that Oisir Chaser Reb Yehuda Haya, that in that city they went with Reb Yehuda Shita. And Memela, for that city, they tak a paskin in Shemayim, the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Because that city was Rebbe Yehuda's city. So in Shemayim itself, they paskin for that city, like Rebbe Yehuda. The rest of the world, they paskin the Torah some other time. But in Shemayim itself, turns out a Peldika thing, that in Shemayim, they follow the Pesach of the Beis Din. In Shemayim, there's one Emes. They were planning to pass it one way or the other way. But in Shemayim, they changed their minds, they changed their Hanhagah, see, the people down here who are Rebbe Yehuda's city, so they passed in the Tvuah by Rebbe Yehuda. And the people who are in Shemayim following the Pesach of Pesach Midayim Ha'at Tvuah, the way we pass it, so by us, it's the Pesach on Pesach. The Pleiadic thing. Even in Shemayim. So he brings a raya from a Gemara that Gemara Shabbos about the Karsan Eitzin for the Bris Milah. Yer Achas Haisa Beretz Yisrael Shal Eisin Kareb Eliezer VaYumesim Bizmanam. Then in one city they did like Reb Eliezer, that they cut wood and made the knife for the Bris Milah on a certain day on Shabbos VaYumesim Bizmanam. People didn't die early. That was the schar. So again, in Shemayim, for that city, they were not like him. There's an appellate. I'll bring some other stories here, Kedarkai. But if you want to see it, it's Tufkuf Samach Vav, the first Derech Sicha, which somebody was kind enough to leave here in the room about 5 years ago. So it's available if anybody needs it and wants to use it. But anyway, the point is, he's saying a Dov Appella is to run a step further. That in Shemayim, also there could be two Emerson. In Shemayim itself, it's Gin Kefi Sechel Anushi. So the drasha of the Sechel Anushi of the Chachamim is the Dayan Pesach. It's Kapaska that way. If he's Sechel Anushi, it's Kapaska that way. A double pelum. The way it works. This is all Gebait on the Ran. I think the Velt says of art on the Amel and the Kabbal Sfar, that in Torah, that in the Velt, if you work hard on something and you got it wrong, doesn't work. You don't get any scar for it. In learning, and Yom Kabbal scar, that a person works hard on learning, even if the chiddush he says may not be true, but he works. Kafi his seichel anushi. I'm not going to pass him like him if he's not a gil, but it's Torah also. Now, this is the Ran. I mentioned the other day a few other things that are totally in the Ran. Let's move to the Machlokes Mashgichim Bebasko. Ultimately, this is going to be totally in the Ran too, as we'll see at the end. But first, let's go back to Shkichim Babasko. Right, this was in the Yom Aleph. I told you we're going to come back to it. There was a machloikis of Shkichim Babasko. Everyone knows it's Shkichim Babasko. But in the Gemara, there was apparently a machloikis. We have machloikis asu or lo yasu. Right? If Beis Shammai did kedivrayim or didn't do kedivrayim. So the Gemara said, Ibayisei malach habasko. Ibayisei malach habasko. So the Gemara says the Hezber of Ibayisema la'achar baskoil, mandiyama lo yasu, the nafka baskoil. That means one mandiyama holds you listen to the baskoil, mandiyama asu, Rabbi Yeshua, he damar meshkichim bebaskoil. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara if meshkichim bebaskoil or a meshkichim bebaskoil. We're going to try to understand the machloikis. What? In Loi, oh, so Taisus says, and the end of Taisus, Rabbi Yeshua, that maybe only over here, maybe Emesh Kichim Basko, Rabbi Yeshua said only by Tadr Shalachinoi. So Taisus says, since he used a Lashon, La B'Shamayimi, Vice Taisus, it's a rule. La B'Shamayimi, and he holds that Emesh Kichim Basko, period. Rabbi Chanan, in Kunshus Tifer Seifrim, Perek Hay has an arichus to explain the rules of Torah Lava Shemayimi and the rules of Eimashkichin or Mashkichin Bebasko. Rabbi Chanan is Kaveya two Nakudas that he says are not a machlaikis. If the Baskoil says to Paskin like a Yochid against the Rabbin, there's no machlaikis mizuchadomas into the Baskoil. That's not the machlaikis in our sugya. By Tadr Shalachanoi, everyone agrees we don't listen to a Baskoil to vote like a Yochid against the Rabbin. There's no safik. The Torah says halacha ka Rabbin. Period. What? Taisus says that. That, okay, save. Either Teretz of Taisa comes out that way, it's true. On the other hand, Rabbi Chanan says, if it's going to be Mevarer or Metzias, we will listen to a Baskel, Lamashal. Let's say you have a city where you have 9 kosher butcher stores and 1 treifel butcher store. And you find a piece of meat on the floor in the city. Go in the street in B'nai Barak, and you find, you pick up a bag, and it's got inside a couple of burgers. So the halacha is, B'nimtza halachacha harayv. You find meat in the street, B'nimtza halachacha harayv, you assume that it's kosher meat. Okay, Sfaradim will hold Basar Shel Salmon Ayin is also not allowed to eat it anyway, because it was the Salmon Ayin. Ashkenazim, we hold that it's that you go basarayv and it's mutter. So you find meat in the street, you're allowed to eat it. If a Navi comes, and the Navi says, this meat is from the butcher store that's treif, what would the din be? Assuming he's a Muzik, Liyash Navi. So B'chanan says, there's no question. We're going to follow what the Navi told us. He's telling us the fact. The fact is, this meat comes from an animal that wasn't shechted. It comes from a treif or butcher store. So if the fact is that it's treif, of course we have to listen to it. That's for sure. And this is not the machlaikis. We'll get to the machlaikis in 2 minutes. But this, he says, Rabbi Chanan says, is not the machlaikis. Both extreme cases. If the Baskel says to go like a yachid against the rabbin, we don't listen to the Baskel. If the Baskel tells us a metzias, a physical fact, then we do listen to the Baskel, to the Navi, to Torah B'Shamayimi. On a Metzias, we listen to Torah B'Shamayimi. Rav Palm used to say that it's a Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Hay. By the Mon, it says, the Mon, Loshna Kra, Kizera God Hu. The Gemara Darshins, Shehaya Magid, used to tell people, if two people had an argument over a baby, if the baby was born to this mother, if it's the father is a 9-month father to an earlier husband, or a 7-month father to this husband, so you see, where did the man fall? Everybody got a certain chelik of man. If the man fell by that father, you know that the baby belongs to that father. Wherever his chelik fell, I turn Allah b'shamayim. So right to this yisoid, that the Paskin and Metzias, we say, we do listen to Shemayim, we do listen to the things that are in Shemayim. Nemesis is the Mishnah Melech, Milchus Ishus. The Mishnah Melech says the same yisoid in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav of Milchus Ishus, that the Paskin and Metzias, a Baskel could Paskin and Metzias, could Paskin a fact. Frek Rebel Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, he says this in Perikei, Ois Gimel. Later in Perikei, Ois Chaf Aleph, he has a kasha. He says that you go Basarayv, we learn from a pasuk. It's the same exact pasuk that tells us that you go bus arrive by meat you find in the street, and that you go bus arrive when a Sanhedrin votes. It's the same exact pasuk. How could it be that the baskoil, we listen to a baskoil or shamayim on the meat we find in the street, which is gepasket achri rabim, that you go bus arrive? And when it comes to a psak of a bezdin, we don't listen to the baskal to go against the yachid, against the rabbin. It's the same pasuk. It has to be the same din. Why isn't it the same halacha? The halacha of going basarayv is the same halacha. Why isn't it nikva from the same? The psak should be the same. Either listen to the baskal in both, or don't listen to the baskal in both. Why are we saying that everyone agrees that when you're talking about the rayv of meat in the street, you listen to the basko. You listen to the rive of a psak, you don't listen. Not my nishtar. What? What does that mean? It's just an haga, and by... that's essentially what he says. He answers that when the basko is saying a mitzias, if you're going basarai, you make a mistake. You make a mistake. When Rav is saying the Mitzias, there's halacha of Rav. But you know you're making a mistake, so you're not going to go bus a Rav. Bus a Rav, like we say, doesn't pass him. It just tells you could be Seimach. By a psak of a bezdin, Rabbi Chanan, it's interesting, he doesn't quote a b'shem Duran, he quotes a b'shem Duramban. It seems the Ramban says the same side as the Ran. That the Torah is nitn kafi b'sechel anushi. By Rav, the Baskel is not saying you're making a mistake. So you're not making a mistake. You're doing like Rav of the Bezdin. That's true. It's absolutely true. You do like Rav of the Bezdin. There's no such thing as a Miat, as go doing like the Miat. It can't be you're making a mistake. Even in Shemayim, they pass him differently. It doesn't matter. The Halacha is like the Rav. So Rav Chanan says, based on the same side of the Ran, that Emesh Kichim the Baskel Lekuli Alma by a Miat against the Rav. Why? The Paschal doesn't lie. Rabbi Chanan Nevzal Baskal is telling the truth. He's telling the truth. In the case of a piece of meat, you're making mistakes. You have to change. In the case of a psak of a bezdin, the Ran and the Ramban are saying that the psak is the emes because Rav Paschal is that way. So the Baskal says differently. You're still not making a mistake by doing like the Rav. So this is Rabbi Chanan's Hanocha, that there's zero machlaikis in these cases. By Metzligi, Zot Rabbi Chanan, where do they argue? By a Safek Hashaku. Machlaikis is in a case where Rav holds one way, and the Mechadid Yitfei are the Miot, the case in the Agamara. In this case, where there was a Safek Hashaku to them, should we go according to Mechadid Yitfei, or should we go according to Rav in numbers? Who should we pass them like? To them it was a Safik. So Beishamai argued about it. Maybe Saul Salanter has a letter about this. He says, the Gemara says, Nervin, they argued 2.5 years over a certain Shaila. They were arguing about this. They were arguing if you go Basar Machadi Ditfei or whether you go Basar Raiv. So they were arguing it was a Safik Hashat. This Machlaikis in the Gemara, do you go Basar a baskoil is when it's an even suffix. It's an even suffix, a 50-50 suffix. Do you go bus a baskoil? That is a machlaikis, Rabbi Yeshua, says, Eimesh kichim b'baskoil, terolah b'shamayimi. And the first man, the Amar in the Gemara, who says asu, which is what, Shmuel says asu, he holds that by a suffix ha-shakol, again, the one who holds asu, holds Laimesh Kechinam Bebaskoil, and the one who holds Layasu, they didn't do like the Roshita. He holds by a 50-50 Safik, Mashkechin Bebaskoil. So that the Machloikis, the two Shitas, is if, by an even Safik, if you listen to a Baskoil, or you don't listen to a Baskoil. That's the Machloikis. So by Rebbe Eliezer, everyone held, there's no Machloikis, he's saying. Same by Rabbi Yaz, everyone agrees. Loimesh kachinam bebaskel. The Madyamar and Agamara. who says, "I'm on the Amar of Shmuel." Shmuel doesn't pass on Rav Eliezer, even though he holds him as Shkrin Bebasko. But Rav Eliezer, he doesn't argue because there it wasn't.
So if you want to see with five stores that cost a five trade and find this then it's
then you can listen to Bebasko. That's what will come out. That's the machlekes in this Gemara. That's the machlekes in this Gemara. Yeah, Rav Chaim says a beferish. What? It's a mitzvah. Oh, a mitzvah anyway. Yeah, you're right. A mitzvah anyway, you would pass. But that is no machlekes. I'm sorry. A mitzvah that this meat came from here.
And if it's 6 and 4.
It doesn't matter. Even if it's 9 and 1. And he says it's the one. You follow the Navi or the Basco. Because a mitzvah is a zikha. Yeah. If you have Mechadidi against Raiv, so I don't know, that does Bishamir, they still argue. They still hold you go Basar Raiv, Bishamir goes Mechadidi. It's the Baskoil, if you don't go Basar Baskoil, so Baskoil doesn't deploy any Cheshbon at all. How they came to the Maskana to do, I guess they pass him that you go Basar Raiv. What is the Machlaikis? Rav Chanan says the Machlaikis is. What's Pshat Torah L'Abishamayini? What is the lumdis of Torah L'Abishamayini? And Rav Chanan brings interesting machlokes. He brings from the Rambam in the Hagdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says Torah L'Abishamayini means it's a zero. There's no such thing as Shemayim having an opinion on Halacha. The Rambam says it's a pasuk Ubasa El Hashayfet Ashiyabi Amahim. Now, someone lost his donkey, he went to ask the Rav Tumim. Someone had a shayla pshat in a pasuk, he didn't go to Rav Tumim. He went to El HaShayfet, to Shiyah B'Yom Mahim. Shemayim doesn't paskin, Shemayim counts for nothing. That's the Rambam's psak. The Rambam paskin is like a Mishua. Eimash Bichim B'Basko, period. The Basko doesn't count. To tell you a Mitzias, I can tell you Mitzias. But in halacha, the opinion of a baskel counts for nothing. It counts for zero, and that's pshat ein mashkichim bebaskel. The man Yomar, who holds mashkichim, he holds that the baskel is a raya. It's a raya. It's not edim. It's not proof. It's a raya. It's a raya that something is true. Baskel doesn't lie. So the baskel, Torah l'abishamayim, he means we don't paskin. We don't say a baskel is stronger than witnesses. We don't say a baskel is stronger than Acharam Lahatos. A baskel is like there are some places where Eid Echad is believed, the baskel is good like an Eid Echad, the Bukhanan says. The idea that Emesh Kichim the baskel means a baskel is not a final say. If you ask somebody that's a 50-50 suffix, so then the baskel is a raya. It'll be a good raya one way or the other. The Bukhanan says it won't pass Gedidah in the Farshis. If you're going to have a Bezdin that's 50-50, if they should kill somebody, the Baskel is not going to can't vote in the Bezdin. But as far as other halachis, other sveikis, by other sveikis, the Baskel could be a machriya, it's a raya. It's a raya that something is so. So Rabbi Chanan says that that's the machlokes. He calls one shita a Rambam. The Rambam shita is Eimash Kicham Bebaskel, period, it counts for zero, it counts for nothing. A Safek HaShakel remains a Safek HaShakel, and the he calls a Shitas Taisis. Shitas Taisis is that the Baskel by a Safek HaShakel is counts for something. It's a Shtikel Raya. It's not a proof, but it's something of a Raya. A Raya it is. He says that is the Machlok. So Machana says that according to Taisis, if you have a Issa Veheta Shaila, where an Eid Echad is Neman, so a Baskel could have a Nemanis also. A Baskel could also be believed. Let's see what have a Shaila Issa the Heter, and I don't know if it would be Metzias, then the Baskel certainly is believed. But if you have a Issa the Heter Shaila, that's a Safik HaShakel. You have a Bezdin, they're split. If it's Kosher or Treif, he says a Baskel could count. It counts as something. So it turns out that it's a machlokes, I guess, in the taich of Torah L'Abishamayini. If Torah L'Abishamayini means it's zero, or it doesn't decide. There's another ma'aseh the Rambam brings, or Chanan brings, from the Rambam, in Yosefi Yeshua, when they destroy the city of Yerichai, one person takes from the booty. And Rabbi Shalom says, you have to find a person and give him Isa. So there were no Edom. So they did a Gairol based on the Arin or the Tumim. And they found that it was a man named Oche. He was caught. He was caught based on the Arin Tumim. And they gave him Misa, and the Pasuk says they told him he should be Maida, and he was Maida, and then he got Misa. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Masechta Sanhedrin, writes strongly. He says you should know, when they killed Ochein, it was Shalai Kedin, it was Hirasha. It was Shalai Kedin. You can't kill somebody not Api Atzvai, and not Api Dor of Etonim. You can't give a person Misa. Teres Lama Shemayim. I they did it. So the Rambam writes Da Shaira Shahisa. That that Maisa Achim was Shaira Shah. Could be Api Anavi. Could be whatever the Chesra was. But there's no zero Psak Api Shemayim. There's no Kayach of Psak. Rav Shalom says do something. You do something even if it's an Aver. But Api Halacha, he says that that's not. It's not Lafi the Shuras Hadin according to the rules of Halach. What? If the Baskel tells me Harash, but Harash Shah, one of the rules of Gemara says Harash Shah is that it can't be Ladaris. If a Baskel, if a Harash Shah, Elio said a Harakarmel to be Makriv and Obama. So it says that that's Harash Shah. So Elio had said from now on you can be Makriv and Obama, there's no Kayach of Harash Shah. So there's no. Yes, you have to know the case. You're saying, well, we bring rice. We don't, generally don't bring rice.
We bring rice. It's true.
It's only a gilui. One of the klolim, Rav Chana talks about this also in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. The Gemara says that Achabah Yecheskel, till Yecheskel is Megalit Nach, Mi Yomra, how did you know it? So Gemara says, Ella, it's Halach of Shem Sinai. And the Navi came and he was Megalit. He gave it a Makar Psukim. But you're right, you can't learn Dairaises from Nach. You can't learn any Din Dairaises from Nach, it's only Nas Nach to be Alma.
Every
Rai
of
Nach is Nach. Every Rai is an Nach, sure. All right, so this is the Yisayit again, and the question is again if this is tied to the Ran's Mahalach, the idea of something in Shemayim not being a Machri at all counts for zero. All right, the whole Baskel could lie, then of course it counts for zero. But certainly Baskel doesn't lie. So again, it's because Torah is l'fisechel anushi, and Mamela. It doesn't count for anything. What's given to Shemayim doesn't count for Chlam. If you have such a Mahalach, then the Mahalach applies as well. There's one more Gemara that has to do with this. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara there has a Shaila if you're allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a fish. Gemara says it has to be kosher. So the Gemara has a shayla, could you write it on the skin of a dog tahar? So the Lashon HaGemara is that one Amayri is someone else to shayla. So Amalei, im yavi Eliyahu v'yaymar. If Eliyahu will tell us, then we can do it. So the Gemara says, he asked him, may im yavi Eliyahu. Rashi says, may im yavi Eliyahu, tarel abishamayimi. How, what do you mean, im yavi Eliyahu? So the Gemara answers, Yavai v'yoymer ipaska zuha maminei. Elio will come and say, if the fish smell leaves the skin enough, ipaska zuha maminei. That it should be allowed to use it. If it smells like fishy, it's not covered, you can't use it. So the Birka Yosef, that's the Chidah, in the Sefer Adolchus Tefillin, in Simon Lamed Beis, says, what's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara says Torah Lav Shemayim He Ma'in Yavi Elio. Gemara says Yaimer in Paskas Olamimine. What's Pshat? So the Berki Yosef says that it means Elio will tell us a Metzias. The Metzias, did the smell go off? Didn't the smell go off? It tells him Metzias. It says V'chein Kol Mokin that it says Yemunach Ad Shiyavi Elio. What does it mean Yemunach? Elio will come. He'll tell us the Metzias. You found an Aveda. You don't know whose it is. Yemunach Ad Shiyavi Elio. And he'll tell us to whom it goes. He'll tell us the Metzias who dropped it. So this is a third Makar. So we have three Makairis, the Bochanan and the Mishlo Melech and the Berkei Yosef. All three say that for Metzias, the Paschal Kapasta Mekuli Alma. For Yochid B'Shbakim Rabim, that's Tana Shalachinoi, everyone holds a Paschal, doesn't count. And then we have an Alas Sugya, where it's a Safik HaShokol, that's what we have the Shaila, if a Paschal counts at all, and that's sort of the Nidain here in the Gemara. It's not going to happen too often that you're going to get a Paschal. That's going to tell you, you know where else you have a Paschal. The Gemara says that B'Shleim HaMelech, when the two women were fighting over the baby, that you know from Navi, right? You can go and know that story. So they're fighting over the baby, and Shlomo said, cut it in half, and one mother said, cut it in half, and the other one said, don't. So he paskin like that one. So the Gemara says, Baskel, haifiya, v'beisdina, shal Shlomo. But Baskel came out, and he said, he's right. So vaita, the kasha is, we don't paskin based on a Baskel. What? So it could be the Paschal is only coming that they shouldn't be Metzilaz on Shlomo HaMelech. But again, if you hold a Metzias, the way we're saying now, that it's telling you a Metzias, you can tell. The Paschal is saying a Metzias. It's saying that this is the mother. So for Metzias, the Paschal could pass. So Teiku. So it's an interesting thing. By Teiku, the Velt says to every boy when you start Gemara learns that Teiku stands for Tishbi Yitaritz Kushas Vibayis. What's the marker for that? It's not Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. Pashat Teiku means, it's a word in Aramaic, it means Teiku, let it stand. We don't know. That's what Teiku means. The marker for Tishbi Yitaritz, the earliest source I know is in the Taisis Yomtif. Taisis Yomtif in Hurrius probably. He brings in parentheses that there are people who say Teiku means Tishbi Yitaritz Kushas Vibayis. Tell Yo Navi is going to pass in the halachas. So there is a makor for it. Not muskim. The explanation that Eliyahu is going to pass in is based on the idea that Eliyahu loymeis. And because Eliyahu loymeis, it's not Torah Lav Shemayim. Eliyahu is going to come. Now he's only going to be one vote in the Sanhedrin. But still, Eliyahu will come. We'll get onto the Sanhedrin. No. Mashiach doesn't come. You have to make Sanhedrin of living people. He came. Moshe Rabbeinu was possible to be on the Sanhedrin. Only living people. Moshe had at one point a heart problem, and they were putting a pacemaker in. So it was a famous thing. He went to ask the doctor how it works. He wanted to know about Balmum is possible for Sanhedrin if Moshe was still hoping to be on the Sanhedrin, that the Mashiach will come to be on the Sanhedrin. So he asked how it works to figure out if it will become a Balmum, if it will be possible on Sanhedrin or not. So that's somebody who lives, you know, hoping for Mashiach. But Eliyahu will be on the Besdin. So how's he? He's only one vote. The Stum, he'll be able to convince most people. He'll be Mechadu Tvei. He'll be the last one to speak. No, but not when it says that Gadol goes last, that's to say his first opinion. But they don't paskin until after all the arguments. Paschal Mekad, what everyone says. So I don't know. That's how it'll
So what's the Gemara's kasha then? By the fish?
So what's the Gemara's kasha by the fish? There's a chus from Seifer. Seifer writes, it's a nice kasha. Nice word for a bris. The Gemara says that Elio can't come on Shabbos because he has tchumim problems. How's he going to get around? So it's going there. Mar says, well, Yonav, he can't come on Shabbos because he has tchumen issues. Where's he going to go? He has to go to the Sanhedrin. He has to go to Klal Yisrael. So he can't come. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that yesh tchumen l'mayla mi'asar. He's coming from upstairs. That's a Gemara. So some Sefer asks, so we have a Kabbalah, Yonav, he goes to all the brisim on Shabbos. But he has tchumim problems. On Shabbos, you have a bris in New York and a bris in Chicago, a bris in Yerushalayim. Has Ohel Navi go around? The Gemara is saying before, Ohel Navi can't go, can't be Ivan Issa Tchumen. How does he go? So the some Sefer answers, it depends. But only Ohel Navi comes down as a person, then he has halachas, all the halachas apply. Only Ohel Navi comes down as a malach, malachim don't have mitzvahs. Mashiach will come, and Ohel Navi is going to come down as a person. So then he's going to have Hilchas Tchumen. But until such a time, the when he gili Eliyahu, then everybody has, that's a malach. It doesn't pass kenais. It doesn't decide the shadows. Okay. What?
The
only mace. It says in Yavi Eliyahu, he'll be megalitas. Stana means Gili Eliyahu, the Gemara is referring to, according to this. Not if you come back. His das will be the same, but his authority to Paskin, even if Eliyahu is going to come down and tell us in Shemayim, he heard they Paskin, it's not be good enough. It has to be his opinion, because Tarelab Shemayim. So he heard of Aska, what's it help you? Tarelab Shemayim, he has to come down and Paskin with his Sechel Anushim.
It has to be in the Matthias, it's good somewhere. And it can't be any different. The das of that can't be different than the das of the malach. So
yeah, but why does he feel that way? Because of his seichel, or because he heard that in Shemayim?
Sure, he knows malach and talmud b'shemayim.
Yeah, okay. So he'll work within the rules. Okay. And it's not a kasha. It's just a kasha. What's the kasha? You know. Okay. Anyway, these are the guidelines for halacha. For Baskoil, and we're going to be finished with Baskoil. The Indian still of had a paskin of Halchim Basaroi B'Sham Eishil, we're not finished yet. We still have the sugya of Asu and Loy Asu. Let's work on another Shaila. For this, we're going to have to actually look into the Gemara, look into Taisus. I don't want you to feel you brought your Gemaras for nothing. Shaila, we're going to be done now, which has everything to do with what we spoke about, is when you have a Raiv that paskins a certain way. You go Basarayv. Now, in the Sanhedrin, I don't think we have any question. The Sanhedrin paskins, it's done, it's finished. Bizman hazeh. You have Shilas, and Raiv paskins a certain way. Beisham Ebesil. Raiv paskins a certain way. We're going to end up Osu. The Beishamai Osu like their own Shita. Bizman Yom the Gemara Loi Osu. Everything we talked about till now is Lahalacha. Osu Beishamai. Bizman Yom Loi Osu. Loi Osu means what? It means that Beis Shammai, at the end of the day, listened to Hillel, to Beis Hillel, to the Rav, and they did like Beis Hillel. Which means, certainly the same thing as Sanhedrin. You're on a Bezdin, and the Bezdin paskins, and you're a Miat, and the Rav paskins not like you, you have to listen to the Rav. In a Bezdin, there was no Shaila. Shaila's the father. Is that only L'chumra, or even L'kula? Meaning to say, let's say there's a sichsuch if a certain thing is mutter or aser. I'm a yachid, I hold that it's mutter, and Roiv of the Sanhedrin paskins it's aser, or Roiv of Klal Yisrael paskins it's aser, and I argue with them. So achiram lahatos, there's no question. If I hold mutter, Roiv holds aser, I have to follow them. Shaz the other way around. If I hold it's aser, I heard in the sugya, and let's say somebody, I'm talking about someone Sigil Ra, he holds it's awesome. Now he lives in his own city. He passes like him and he does like him, period. But let's say he's in the Sanhedrin, or even it's Kitais that argue one with the other, and then the yeshiva, they argue. And Rav people disagree with him. Rav people hold that he's making a mistake. And he is being machmir. So the halach is like the Rai, loyos. So he doesn't do like his own shita. Is that even lakula? Is that even that he should be mekel like the shita of the Rai? He himself understands to be machmir. The Rai understands to be mekel. Is the halacha so stark, achiram lahatais, that the person who kafiya seichel has to be machmir, he now has to listen to the Rai and be mekel? That's the question.
Sanhedrin or
in a Sanhedrin, it sounds like from the Lashon of the Chinuch that a Sanhedrin is no question. He'll be a Zaken Mamre if he's going to do different. But in our cases, the cases today, where people argue, there's no din of a Psak Sanhedrin. What's the halacha? Ken Beishame Bishol. So I'd like to look at a Tosfos on Tesvava Mer Aleph. Right, Beishamei would be the Tosfos Dibra Masav Asicheich. We're going to learn the Gemara tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll learn Tesvava Mer Aleph. We'll make up for the fact we don't learn Gemara today. But just look at the words. You don't have to know the Gemara. Just the words of Tosfos. Mikan Mashma, Demandiyama Lo Yasu, Efila Hecha De Beishamei Lachumra, Hayu Oisik Kebeisil Lakula. That's a big finish in that Tosfos. Tosfos says, from this Gemara's mashma, that Yehov lo yasu, which is us, we're not mechadid itvei, if we have a shita and roiv hold not like us, and we argue with them, and they still hold mutter, that you make like the roiv. That's what Tosfos says here. It's a chiddush. Now, of course, the Tosfos only makes sense with the Ran. Without the Ran, if I hold the Chumra and Rav hold the Kula, I hold them making a mistake. Why should I be allowed to be Mekel? If I hold them making a mistake, then why should I be Mekel? Tosfos only makes sense with the insight of the Ram. That even though in Svara I think they're making a mistake, but the Halacha is Dikvach Ram Lahatais. That becomes the Halacha. That becomes the Halacha Kavua. Finished. It's done. The din. So Tosfos says, even Lakula. Yeah. That Tosfos is a clear Tosfos, a 2.5 line Tosfos. Tosfos Bishlama on Yudalat Amud Beis. I saw in the Likud Svarim, they say.
That's like a murder. What he's saying is that Loyasu, after every time I saw him, Gemara prepares to discuss that, but every time he says,
Gemara never says it, Lakula.
Gemara says if it's like us, that's why it was not Nindu. But if it was also why it wasn't Nindu,
every line of the Gemara you could teach, Loy Asu means they weren't Mekel like Beis Hillel. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara asks, why Nindu?
If it's us, it's a Kasha. Right.
Yeah, if they were Machmer like their Shita, then Beis Hillel wouldn't have no problem. But if Beis Hillel only has a problem, Beis Shammai was Mekel like their Shita and made problems for them. If Beis Shammai was Machmer like their Shita, they were quite a Chalitza, it doesn't affect Beis Hillel.
Why
wasn't Nindu,
right?
Right.
Why wasn't Nindu?
Was
Nindu because one
thing more Machmer. Well, I don't have to be Meinea. If Beis Shammai is Machmer, means they didn't do Yivam, they only did Chalitza. So I have no problem marrying them. If they were no Mamzerim, if Loy Asu, they were only more Machmir, not more Mekel, then they didn't create Mamzerim. It's only if they were Mekel like the Shita that they created Mamzerim. Right? Hill would be Nimnu because they created children that were Mamzerim.
But we're on the actual Torah and it's a lot.
So but they weren't Mekel. Beis Shammai was not Mekel to let a Tzora marry anybody. If you hold Loy Asu, they never let a Tzora marry anybody. If you hold Loy Asu, right? They would never let a tzara marry anybody.
They're
a chalitza. If you hold that they were machmir, it doesn't make any problems with Beis Hillel. It's only if they were mekel, it makes problems with Beis Hillel. If Beis Shammai was machmir like their own shita, it wouldn't make any problems with Beis
Hillel.
I'm telling you, from this Gemara, it could be they were machmir. Because Beis Shammai being machmir, it doesn't create problems for anybody else. If I have one rule in kashrus, you have a different rule. And you're machmir like your rule. I could eat in your house. You're machmir like your rule. It doesn't bother me. If you're maker like your rule, then it bothers me.
How could Beis Shammai marry a tzara?
They can't.
If but it says like Nindu.
I don't understand what you're saying. Loy Nimnu means Beis Hillel didn't have a problem marrying
Beis Shammai. Didn't stop marrying Beis Hillel. It's a two-way street. It's both ways.
Dead? Okay, I'm not sure what you mean. I have to argue after. Okay. Tosfos says Mikan Mashma, okay? Tosfos says from that Gemara it's Mashma. So, the top Tosfos, Bishlama Beis Shammai. I don't know how many of you actually worked on the Tosfos. It seemed to me when I learned Tosfos that this Tosfos is arguing with that Tosfos. But I see that all the Likud Svarim bring that it's going with the same shita. So I don't know, I guess what we'll do is we'll leave it for tomorrow. I hope you look at the Taisis Bishlama before tomorrow, and you'll have an opinion on the matter. Because the way I understood is the other way, that the two Taisis are arguing. But most of the Svarim are Matasi Achid, I guess, right? Whoever quotes them as agreeing. So I don't know, we'll still have to figure it out. Now on the copies I gave out yesterday, we're going to finish the Sugyat on Tazayin Amar Aleph. I would like at the end still, there are two parts of those copies that I would like to go through. Anybody that didn't get yesterday, I made another handful of them. So hold on to it. And I would like tomorrow to try to do the whole Tesvav Merav, the whole, to get to Tesvav Merav. We're on the bottom of Yudal Amud Beis. I'd like to do as much of Tesvav Merav as I can. You'll see everything we learned, the sugyas, the yesaidus of the sugya we know. And the Gemara should go very easily. Okay, so please be prepared for tomorrow.